Week 3, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might, they will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to what I say. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "The Levitical priests, that is to say, the whole of the tribe of Levi, shall have no share or inheritance with Israel. They shall live on the foods offered to the Lord and on his dues. This tribe is to have no inheritance among their brothers. The Lord will be their inheritance as he promised them." These are the priests' dues from the people, from those who offer an ox or a sheep in sacrifice. The priest is to be given the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. You must give him the first fruits of your corn, your wine, your oil, as well as the first of your sheep's shearing. For the Lord your God has chosen you out of all your tribes to stand before the Lord your God, to do the duties of the sacred ministry, and to bless in the Lord's name him and his sons for all time. If the Levite living in one of your towns anywhere in Israel decides to come to the place the Lord chooses, he shall minister there in the name of the Lord his God, like all his fellow Levites who stand ministering there in the presence of the Lord, and shall eat equal shares with them, no count being taken of the claims he has on the Levitical families for the goods he has sold. When you come into the land the Lord your God gives you, you must not fall into the habit of imitating the detestable practices of the natives. There must never be anyone among you who makes his son or daughter pass through fire, who practices divination, who's a soothsayer, augur, or sorcerer, who uses charms, consults ghosts or spirits, or calls up the dead. For the man who does these things is detestable to the Lord your God. It is because of these detestable practices that the Lord your God is driving these nations before you. You must be entirely faithful to the Lord your God, for these nations whom you are dispossessing may listen to soothsayers and diviners, but this is not the gift that the Lord your God gives to you. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like myself from among yourselves, from your own brothers. To him you must listen. This is what you yourselves asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly. Do not let me hear again, you said, the voice of the Lord my God, nor look any longer on this great fire, or I shall die. And the Lord said to me, all they have spoken is well said. I will raise up a prophet like yourself for them from their own brothers. I will put my words into his mouth, and he shall tell them all I command him. The man who does not listen to my words, that he speaks in my name, shall be held answerable to me for it. But the prophet who presumes to say in my name a thing that I have not commanded him to say, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, how are we to know what word was not spoken by the Lord? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and the thing does not happen, and the word is not fulfilled, then it has not been spoken by the Lord. The prophet has spoken with presumption. You have nothing to fear from him. a responsory from Deuteronomy 18. I will raise up a prophet for my people, and I will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all I command him. I will send them my own dear son. He is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. He shall tell them all I command him. A reading from the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy of the Second Vatican Council. Christ is always present in his Church, especially in her liturgical celebrations. He is present in the sacrifice of the Mass not only in the person of his minister, the same now offering through the ministry of priests who formerly offered himself on the cross, but especially in the Eucharistic species. By his power he is present in the sacraments, so that when anybody baptizes, it is really Christ himself who baptizes. He is present in his word, since it is he himself who speaks when the Holy Scriptures are read in the Church. Lastly, he is present when the Church prays and sings, for he has promised, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Christ, indeed, always associates the Church with himself in this great work, wherein God is perfectly glorified and men are sanctified. The Church is his beloved bride, who calls to her Lord and through him offers worship to the Eternal Father. Rightly, then, the liturgy is regarded as an exercise of the priestly office of Jesus Christ. In the liturgy, the sanctification of man is signified by signs perceptible to the senses and is effected in a way which corresponds to each of these signs. In the liturgy, the whole public worship is performed by the mystical body of Jesus Christ, that is, by the head and his members. From this it follows that every liturgical celebration, because it is an action of Christ, the priest, and of his body, which is the Church, is a sacred action surpassing all others. No other action of the Church can equal its efficacy by the same title and to the same degree. In the earthly liturgy, we take part in a foretaste of that heavenly liturgy which is celebrated in the holy city of Jerusalem, towards which we journey as pilgrims, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, minister of the holy things and of the true tabernacle. With all the warriors of the heavenly army, we sing a hymn of the Lord's glory. Venerating the memory of the saints, we hope for some part and fellowship with them. We eagerly await the Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ, until he, our life, shall appear, and we also will appear with him in glory. By a tradition handed down from the apostles, which took its origin from the very day of Christ's resurrection, the Church celebrates the Paschal Mystery every eighth day, which day is appropriately called the Lord's Day, or Sunday. For on this day Christ's faithful should come together into one place, so that hearing the word of God and taking part in the Eucharist, they may call to mind the passion, resurrection, and glory of the Lord Jesus, and may give thanks to God, who has begotten them again through the resurrection of Christ from the dead unto a living hope. The Lord's Day is the original feast day, and it should be proposed to the faithful and taught to them, so that it may become, in fact, a day of joy and of freedom from work. Other celebrations, unless they be truly of the greatest importance, shall not have precedence over Sunday, which is the foundation and kernel of the whole liturgical year. Responsory. As our priest, Christ prays for us. As our head, he prays in us. As our God, we pray to him. But let us recognize our voices in him and his voice in us. When we pray to God, let us not separate ourselves from the Son, but let us recognize our voices in him and his voice in us. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, direct our steps in the way of your love, so that our whole life may be fragrant with all we do in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.